Well, now let's come to Unit 20. Well, please look at the picture. Look, they are playing games.
这种游戏的是多种多样的。 你看这两个小孩在一块儿，也可以叫
playing games. Playing games. Okay? Do you often play games?
同学们经常是不是一块儿
play games? Okay? Please tell me, can you swim? Can you ride a bike? Can you jump high? Okay, the expression is can you. We know, can you help me?
你能帮助我? 那么 can 还可以表示能力,表示你会,你能干什么?
Look at the card. Ride a bike. Ride a bike.
意思是骑自行车.
Ride a bike. Play basketball. Play basketball. Play football. Play football. That's the verb phrase. Verb phrases. Ride a bike, 骑自行车, play basketball,
打篮球, play football, 踢足球.
Please tell me, can you ride a bike? Can you ride a bike? Can,
这个地方表示会。 人的意思,你会不会骑自行车?
Yes, I can, it's easy. Yes, I can, it's easy.
我会,那很容易.
So remember, the expression, can you,
可以问对方的能力, 对方会不会做什么事, 能不能做什么事?
For example, can you swim? Can you swim?
你会游泳吗?
Yes, I can. It's easy.
我会.
It's easy.
很容易.
It's easy.
Easy 是容易的意思.
Can you make a cake? Can you make a cake?
你会做点心吗?
No, I can't. No, I can't. It's too hard. It's too hard.
不,我不会,那太难了。Easy 是容易,hard是艰难的意思。Well, 那么can you这个结构, 我们以前是用来表示向对方提出请求的。那么在这一课里面呢, 要大家注意掌握,can you可以问对方的能力。For
example, can you speak English?
你会讲英语吗?
Can you swim?
你会游泳吗?
Can you ride a horse?
你会骑马吗?
Or can you drive a car?
你会开车吗?
So can you is a very important expression. If you can do something, you say yes, I can. If you can't, you say no, I can't. Okay? Answer my question. Can you swim? Can you play football? Can you ride a bike? Can you drive a car? Now, so much for this expression, can you?
英语祈使句, 所谓祈使句就是表示命令、请求之类的句子。在我们以前学的英语的教材里面已经出现了许多祈使句。例如,
Sit down, please. Sit down, please.
请坐。
Put the basket over there. Put the basket over there. Throw it like this. Throw it like this. Run with it like this. Run with it like this.
这四个都是祈使句。 那么祈使句的特点呢, 它都是以动词开始。
Sit down, please,
请坐。
Put the basket over there,
把那个篮子放在那边。
Throw it like this,
throw 是抛, 扔的意思。
Like this 是像这个样,
像这样来扔。
Run with it like this,
run, 跑, with it, 带着它跑。Run with it like this. 有时要使祈使句的命令或者指示的语气要婉转，可以在后面加上 please。例如 put the basket over there, 我们可以说 put the basket over there, please. Throw it like this, 可以说 throw it like this, please. Run with it like this, 可以说 run with it like this, please.Please, 请通常放在后面，有时候也可以放在句子的开头。例如 sit down please, 可以说 please sit down. Please put the basket over there. Please throw it like this. Please run with it like this. 祈使句都是以动词来引导的。Sit, put,throw, run. 那么刚才我们看的呢，祈使句呢，都是肯定形式的。比如课堂上老师经常用祈使句向我们发出某些指令或者是指示。例如 look, listen and learn. Look at the blackboard, please. Listen to me. 那么这呢，都是一些肯定形式的祈使句。祈使句还有其否定形式，在过去我们学的教材里面也曾经出现过。否定式的祈使句呢，它都是以 don't 开始。don't, 例如 don't throw it like this, 不要像这个样来抛它，在动词原形前面加上 don't。例如 Don't sit on the desk. Don't sit on the desk. 不要坐在桌子上面。Don't throw it on the floor. Don't throw it on the floor. 不要把它抛在地上。Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. 不要像那个样来做。那么这个否定式呢，都是在动词前加上 don't, 构成否定式的祈使句。好，那么祈使句呢，它不难啊，就注意祈使句表示命令和请求之间的界限呢，实际上就从语气上来体现。比如说 don't sit on the desk 是一种命令， don't sit on the desk 是通过语调或者自己的表情来反映出是一种命令。那么也可以使命令的语气变成一种婉转的请求，比如说 Don't sit on the desk, please, 或者是 Please don't sit on the desk. Well, now let's do some practice. 下面我们做几个练习。我给大家两个动词的短语， Play basketballplay football. 请大家造出两个祈使句，要求前面用肯定形式，后面用否定形式。Now let's begin. Play basketball. Play football. Play basketball, please. Don't play football. Play basketball, please.Don't play football. Go there. Sit here. Go there. Sit here. Go there, please. Don't sit here. Go there, please. Don't sit here. 请到那边去，不要坐在这块。好。那么有同学就问了，老师那个 don't 那个 do 是什么意思啊？我曾经说过不要去具体去问这个是字是什么意思，逐字逐字去对照去问。但是这位同学问 do 在这个地方起什么作用啊？那么这就是一个比较好的思考，这个地方为什么用个 don't 就把它变成否定句了呢？
好，下面我们看卡片。像刚才有个句子里面有 Don't do it like that Don't do it like that 这个地方前面出现那个 do 后面也出现一个 do 那么前面一个 do don't 是 do not 的省略形式那这个 do 和这个 do 在语句中的功能是如何呢我们从具体的句子来看 Do it like this Don't do it like that I don't know I don't do it at school 这里面出现了很多 do Now do it like this Do not do it like that I do not know I do not do it at school请注意在这些句子里面那个 do 的功用是不一样的请看第一个 do it like this 那这个 do 它是有实际的意义的啊，它是一个实义动词也就是说这个 do 它有实际意义是表示做和干在这些句子里面这个和这个这三个 do 都是有实际意义的它的意思是表示做和干它是实义动词而另外的三个 do Do not do it like that Don't do it like that I did not know I don't know I did not do it at school 那这三个 do 它没有实际意义那么它做什么功能呢它就是帮助构成这个否定句所以我们在英语里面把它叫助动词、它就仅仅起一个语言结构的帮助的作用在这里它是帮助构成一个否定句 Do not 也就是说 Do it like this 不能够在前面直接加 not 变成否定句、也不能像是动词一样把 not 放在 do 的后面构成否定句而要在它的前面这个动词前面加上一个 do 再加 not它帮助起一个结构上的变换的作用我们把它叫助动词那么在这个句子里面呢这个 do 这三个 do 它是用作助动词的 well 好有关那个 do 用作助动词来帮助句子构成否定句和构成疑问句以及做一些简略的回答我们在后面还要继续学到下面我们看课文中的对话 Hi Li Fen That's a nice kite Do you want a go? Okay, thanks Please run with it like this Like this? Yes, that's rightIt's too hard. Oh dear, is it broken? No, it's okay. 那么这段对话是描述的是情景呢，就是两个人在那儿放风筝。Do you want a go? 请注意，这个 go 从结构来看，你看前面用那个 a， 那么判断从结构上它的功能是动词吗？对，不是动词。Do you want a go? 意思是你想不想来试一试、相当于 Do you want to try? Okay, thanks. Okay, 意思是 I'd like to. I want to have a try. Please run with it like this. 这个是告诉他该怎么来放风筝。Run with it like this. 请像这个样。牵着他跑 Like this 是一个省略的疑问句就像这个样跑吗 Like this 意思是边做边问对方 Like this 注意这个不是一个祈使句这个 like 在这个地方是个介词不是动词 Like this 意思是像这个样吗 Yes that's right It's too hard. Oh dear. Is it broken?
哦，太困难了。是不是坏了？可能他那个风筝没有放起来。他所以说 It's too hard. Oh dear. Is it broken? 是不是风筝坏掉了？
No, it's okay. It's okay. 意思是 It's all right. It's good.
不，这个风筝没问题。
It's okay.
好，对话里面出现了
Do you want a go?
我们说过了 Want
相当于什么？对，相当 would like. So do you want a go? 我们也可以说 Would you like a go? Would you like a go? Would you like a go? That's right. That's right 意思是正确，对。
那如果说 that's okay 和 that's alright, 那么意思就不同了，意思是行，可以。在对话里面还出现了 great, 好极了 good, 等等表示赞叹的语言。好，这都是我们在平常说话之中经常要用的。
That's right, it's okay, it's alright, great,Good. Well, so if you want to have a go, you say, I'd like a go. That is to say, you want to do something.
你想要试一试，你想要去动动手。
Well,
在本单元里面，我们要重点复习一下在初一年级曾经出现过的一个结构。也就是 there be 结构 there be 结构大家一定还记得是表示在某个地方存在某东西有什么东西请看卡片 there be 结构是在 be 的后面放上在某地方有的东西或者是人 there be 结构特别要注意这个是动词 be 要和后面的所有的东西的内容它的人称的那个数啊，它所表示的数一致好下面有段练习请大家用适当的是来填空
They blank a picture on the wall They blank a river in the picture Near the river there areMany trees. There blank some birds in the river. And there blank some hills in the picture, too.
墙上有一张画 A picture 是单数就确定了它这个地方应该填什么。
Near the river, there are many trees. Many trees 是复数。
也就确定了这个地方应该填哪一个是动词。
Okay, the answer is there is a picture on the wall. There is a river in the picture. Near the river, there are many trees. There are some boats in the river. And there are some hills in the picture too.
墙上有一幅画，画里面有一条河，河的附近有许多树。在河里面有许多有一些船而且在图里面还有一些山
So here remember this expression some
意思是一些有一些的意思那么 there be 的否定式和疑问式应该怎么构成呢对那么就是很简单把这个是相应的提到这个之前
So there is a picture on the wall.
那么它的疑问形式就是把 is 提到 there 之前变成 Is there a picture on the wall? 当然一般疑问句这个地方应该读声调
Is there a picture on the wall?
如果肯定有我们回答是 Yes, there is. Yes, there is 是省略的回答完整的回答是 Yes, there is a picture on the wall
在我们汉语说话里面不会这样说，同样在英语里面也不会去这样啰嗦重复。 So we simply answer yes, there is. 那么否定回答呢，是 no, there isn't. No, there isn't. 好，这是单数形式的，请注意 there is there 结构的变化。好，下面我们再看复数形式的。There are some boats in the river. 河里面有几条船。There are some boats in the river. 那么把它改为疑问句呢？对，把是提到 there 之前 ，are there？ 请注意，这个上的 some 把它改为了 any。Are there any boats in the river? Are there any boats in the river?Yes, there are some. Yes, there are some. No, there aren't any. No, there aren't any. 好，在这个里面就出现了 some 和 any 的问题。一般来说 ,some 应该用在肯定句里面。Some 通常用在肯定句里面。那么在否定句和疑问句里面通常用 any。Are there any boats in the river? No, there aren't any. No, there aren't any. Well, some 和 any 啊，它是一个不定的概念。在英语中，肯定句里面通常用 some。例如 ，I can see some pictures on the wall. 我可以在墙上看到一些画片。否定句 ，I can't see.Any pictures on the wall? 在墙上我看不到任何画片。那么从语义的分析来看呢， some 是一种有一些一种肯定的一个量。那既然看不到，那就是一个不定的一个量啊，不肯定的一个量。在墙上看不到任何照画片，我们汉语里面也通常有这种说法啊，一般不会说我在墙上看不到一些画片啊，这个话呢，从语言上来看呢。还是有一点毛病。好，下面我们把 some 和 any 来要求大家在实际的句子之中去选用。How many boats can you see in this river? Sorry, I can't see. 应该填什么呢？ How many boats can you see in this river? Sorry, I can't see.There are blank boys on the hill, but there aren't blank girls there. There are blank boys on the hill, but there aren't blank girls there. 对，那这个地方是个否定句，从语义来分析也是一样。你在江里面看到了多少条船？对不起，我看不到。啊，如果看不到一些和看不到任何，哪个好呢？Any 肯定要比 some 好 ，so I can't see any. There are some boys on the hill, but there aren't any girls there. 在山上有一些男孩，但是没有一个女孩，没有任何女孩。那 some 通常用在肯定句里面，在否定句和疑问句里面通常用 any. Well, 那么在我们这个单元里面呢？我们也要用 how many 提出问题，但是不是用前面的 how many bottles of oranges can you see， 而是用 be there 这种结构。For example, how many people are there in your family？ 啊，你家里有几口人 ？How many people are there in your family？ 好，下面请大家回答电视上的。我们的外国朋友所提出的问题 How many boys are there in your class? How many boys are there in your class? How many girls are there in your class? How many girls are there? How many pencils are there in your pencil box?How many pencils are there in your pencil box? How many cars are there in your home? How many cars are there in your home? How many cars are there in your home? Maybe your answer is, there isn't any. There are 3 bikes in my home. There isn't any. There are 3 bikes in my home. 那么在 there be 的结构里面，后面也可以用具体的量。因为刚才那些句子都要求大家用 there be 这种结构来回答具体的量。There are 3 bikes in my home. 我们家有3辆自行车。我们家有3辆自行车。好，现在要求大家针对 there are 3 bikes in my home, 针对 3 提出一个有关数量的问题。对，要用 how many 后面加上名词的复数。How many bikes are there in your home? How many bikes are there in your home? There are 4 classes in grade 1. There are 4 classes in grade 1. 一年级有四个班，要针对四个提出问题。The question is, how many classes are there in grade 1?How many classes are there in grade 1? In China, there are about 1 billion people. In China, there are about 1 billion people. Here we call it 1,000, million, billion. 1,000 million, that is 1 billion. In China, there are about 1 billion people. How many people are there in China?How many people are there in China? Well, 中国有多少人? How many people are there in China? There are 1 billion. There are 1,000 million. 有大约10亿人。好，那么本单元里面所涉及到的语言要点比较多。那么特别重要的是祈使句以及否定式的祈使句。同时要注意重点的复习一下 there be 句型的结构。那么 there be 包括它的疑问式以及否定式。我们将在下一单元还要重点进行练习。Well, so much for this unit. Until next time.